Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Go ahead.
Great, ma'am. Well, by any chance, are you Janet Cohen?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Are you registered to vote in Florida, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. And we would like to know as well, what are the chances of you voting in this August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida legislator, and other offices? Would you say you're almost certain to vote, probably will vote, already voted, or 50-50 chance?
Probably a vote.
Okay, ma'am. Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I changed yours. I didn't hear you. What were you saying?
Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
Oh, okay. What year were you born, ma'am, for statistical purposes?
1934.
Perfect. You sound so young. Moving on, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, ma'am. You consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or multiracial?
Yeah.
Which one, ma'am?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Both. I think they're going in the right, and I think they're going in the wrong. I mean, I guess the right direction.
Right direction. I'm going to read to you some names of some public figures. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you haven't heard of them or have no opinion, you can let me know as well.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, ma'am, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, what about Barbara Sharif? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't know who she is.
No problem. What about Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who he is either.
No problem. What about Chad Klitzman? Do you have a favorable
or... I like
or
him.
Okay, would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Kamala Harris? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfavorable, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and your candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote?
The Klitzman, the second one.
Chad Klitzman, no problem. How certain are you that you would vote for Chad Klitzman, ma'am? Would you say very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, I just want you to tell me which of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. For example, I have protecting reproductive rights, education, health care, climate change and the environment, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, voting rights. Any of those stand out most to you?
There's so many of them. I forgot what the beginnings were.
Let me repeat them. Protecting reproductive rights, education, health care.
Protecting rights, I think that's disgusting. I think they should let a woman do what she wants with her body.
Okay.
The next one is what?
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. One was okay.
Okay.
I would like to ask, ma'am, just these few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
What does that mean? Am I a real Democrat? Yeah.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just asking you in political terms, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative. Yeah.
Conservative? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, ma'am. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
That I went to school for 6 years.
I'm sorry, sir? I'm sorry, ma'am?
Six years.
Oh, no problem. All right. And just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name one more time?
Janet.
great, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, ma'am. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am.
I hope he wins. Bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day, ma'am. Bye.
Goodbye.